rebellious house, which have eyes to see and see not. They have ears to hear and hear not, for they are a rebellious house. These people are not hearing the Lord. They don't think he's around anymore. They're not seeing the Lord, and he's definitely there. Now, the experience that's going on during this time period between the righteous and the true followers of Christ is the confrontation of the righteous identifying the sins in the church. That's why they're sealed, is because they are sighing and crying over the sins of the church. This confrontation that takes place brings both characters to development in the book of Ezekiel. And let's look at a passage from Testimonies, Volume 3, 266, where Sister White clarifies this. The true people of God, who have the spirit of the work of the Lord and the salvation of souls at heart, will ever view sin in its real sinful character. They will always be on the side of faithful and plain dealing with sins which easily beset the people of God, especially in the closing work. And that's what Ezekiel's talking about, is the closing work. Especially in the closing work for the church, in the sealing time of the 144,000 who are to stand without fault before the throne of God, they will feel most deeply the wrongs of God's professed people. This is forcibly set forth by the prophet's illustration of the last work under the figure of the men having a slaughter weapon in his hand. One man among them was clothed in linen with the writer's inkhorn by his side. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. Who were standing in the council of God at this time? Is it those who virtually excuse wrongs among the professed people of God and who murmur in their hearts, if not openly, against those who would reprove sin? Is it those who take their stand against them and sympathize with those who commit wrong? No, indeed. Unless they repent and leave the work of Satan in oppressing those who have the burden of the work and in holding up the hands of sinners in Zion, they will never receive the mark of God's sealing approval. They will fall in the general destruction of the wicked, represented by the work of the five men bearing slaughter weapons. Mark this point with care. Those who receive the pure mark of truth, wrought in them by the power of the Holy Ghost, represented by the mark by the man in linen, are those that sigh and cry for all the abominations that be done in the church. Their love for purity and the honor of the glory of God is such, and they have so clear a view of the exceeding sinfulness of sin, that they are represented as being in agony, even sighing and crying. Read the ninth chapter of Ezekiel. But the